Simon & Schuster Audio presents an Inner Traditions audiobook. Spiritual Aging, Weekly Reflections for Embracing Life by Carol Orsborn, Ph.D. Read by Robin Douglas. Foreword, Harry R. Moody, Ph.D. Carol and I met 15 years ago at the American Society of Aging, where we had each presented papers on our areas of expertise. I was the author of a textbook in gerontology, now in its 10th edition, and at the time, Carol was applying her doctorate in life stage theory, along with her multiple books on aging, to help such companies as AT&T and Ford target older market segments. Now, at ages 79 and 76, respectively, we not only study and teach about the demographic, we are part of it. That and the fact that we have continued our lively conversations over the years about our shared interests certainly qualifies us as old friends. Carol uses this descriptor old throughout the weekly readings in this audiobook. This is a gutsy move on her part, for in a culture that reveres youth, no one in the aging field ever grows old, or if they do, they keep quiet about it. You'll never see elder gerontologists at conferences speaking from first-person experience. So instead, we say growing older, but not old. As I said to someone recently when asked about my retirement, I feel like a professor of Japanese who spent his whole career teaching the subject, and when he retired, was able to visit Japan for the first time. Carol's audiobook is unapologetic in its appreciation of late life as an opportunity for conscious aging, a convergence of psychology and spirituality that turns upside down the mainstream paradigm privileging youth over old age. Viewed through the lens of spiritual aging, old age is perceived as holding the potential to be a culmination rather than a coda. As Carl Jung put it, a human being would certainly not grow to be 70 or 80 years old if this longevity had no meaning for the species. Spiritual aging argues that the primary task of development in the second half of life is to achieve some degree of detachment from all the busyness, frenzy, and overactivity that defines success in earlier life stages to make space for new life to emerge. In the words of Thomas Merton, the greatest need of our time is to clean out the enormous mass of mental and emotional rubbish.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?